Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Beningo and Roberts. Of course, we're live down here at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. We're here with the New York Yankees, and joining us right now is a guy who really came on the scene last year, had a terrific year for the Yankees, and that's Gio Urshela. Gio, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Pleasure having you on.
Thanks for coming on. Do you feel, as we sit here a month before the season starts, as the everyday first baseman of the New York Yankees, do you feel like that's you right now?
Yeah, getting ready to prepare myself for the season. It's going to be a fun season. It's going to be a long season, too, and hope I stay healthy all year, too.
Well, you know, last year, I don't think Gio, a lot of people really knew who Gio Urshela was. You know, you come over in the deal, and boy, what a terrific player you. I mean, you really saved the Yankees last year, certainly with the injury to Andujar. How about that? How about the deal coming here from Cleveland?
Yeah, trying to bring that confidence with me, like trying to be here, work every day hard, and I wait for that call to the big leagues, and then thank God that happened early in the season. Bring the team, help the team to every game, to every time they put me in the lineup, take advantage of every opportunity.
We always knew about your defense, watching you in Cleveland, getting to play for the Indians, just a great defensive third baseman. But last year, I mean, you were leading the league in hitting for a while. What changed for you? What clicked for you offensively where you were able to take that step?
Well, I always say I work a lot in my confidence. Obviously, I work a lot with my swing too, but bringing that confidence, the confidence that I had playing third base to the plate, that's helped me a lot. Like bringing that confidence, not just like 1 or 2 days, it's like every day.
Do you worry at all? I mean, with Andujar being back now, of course they're playing. He's playing all different positions. They got to play in left field. You can maybe play a little bit of first base. Are you concerned at all about that? You know, maybe you know he may wind up being the third baseman.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working. He's really working really hard in every position. We're here to help the team. Doesn't matter where we're playing.
Right.
We always trying to help the team. That's the most important thing.
How about Game 6? I think Didn't you have like 3 hits in Game 6 against the Astros? How was that feeling in the biggest game of the year, season on the line, that you were able to have that kind of offensive performance?
Yeah, that was a tough game that I'm trying to – help the team, like I always say, bringing 3 hits in the postseason. That was fun to play that ACL with the Yankees and I guess the Houston. And well, we here again in spring training, getting ready to be in that position again and go to the World Series.
Gio Urshela of the Yankees with us. How about the deal? How about coming here now from Cleveland to play with the Yankees? I mean, you know, coming to New York. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was. Big change, like basically like playing Yankee Stadium with the passion of the fans there is really fun. That's the thing that I enjoy every day to play in New York.
And the fans really embraced you too. I mean, you had a terrific year, and you kind of become a fan favorite now here too.
Yeah, it's really fun playing in front of the Yankee fans. I really enjoy that every day, and hopefully they go to the stadium this year again.
Oh, they'll be there. Trust me. They'll be playing fans there. How about the mentality this time of year? Because like we talked about, you're going to be the opening day third baseman for the New York Yankees. Last year, you're battling for a job. You want to show, hey, I'm a Major League Baseball player. Is there a different kind of mentality as you're getting ready for the season, knowing, hey, I've got to roll with this team as an everyday player?
No, I'm going with the same mentality that I got here last year. I always stay positive and always with that confidence, like working hard, like I got nothing, and trying to help my team. That's the always I always say that.
How good does it feel now to have Garrett Cole on your side instead of you having to hit against him now, Gio?
Yeah, finally, I don't have to face him anymore. It's a really good pitcher. I think we got a good arm in the starting rotation. I think he's gonna help us a lot in the season.
Growing up, who'd you model your game after?
Player all time, like.
Yep.
I always say, like, when before I sign, I say the Colombian players, like Edgar Renteria, the Cabrera's brother. Mm. And then after I sign, I watch a lot of A-Rod.
A-Rod?
Yeah.
And you get to see him every once in a while.
There you
too,
go.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was kind of your guy, A-Rod, growing up? Is that right?
Yeah, he played third base, and he can hit. And
right,
I love the way he played.
Well, Edgar Renteria is a great guy to look at. How clutch was he throughout his major league career, man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the opportunity to spoke with him, like, last year. He gave me a lot of advice about everything.
How about playing for Boone last year? How's it playing for Aaron Boone?
Man, he's fun. He's like another player in the team. He's the
third baseman too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Third baseman. He give you that confidence to play. He talk to you with the. He go like he always gonna be honest with you, and that's the way I like it.
With all the injuries that happened last year and now already in spring training, are you almost trying to be extra careful? Like, I don't want to deal with another injury. I don't want to have to go down and miss time.
Well, I'm trying to always stay healthy, good, get my body ready for the season. We got 162 games, and we got to prepare my body to that.
Who's the toughest guy for you to hit against?
We say Cole.
I was going to say, that's the answer.
But it's here
Cole,
now.
Right? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there you go. All right.
See you now.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations on all the success you had last year. We appreciate talking to you. And stay healthy. We'll see you on opening day.
Yeah, Gio, right, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Gio.
Gio Urshela.
Thank you, man.
Of the Yankees. Benigno Roberts live, Steinbrenner Field here with the Yankees in Tampa. And we still got a lot more surprises for you. We'll be coming back with a lot more from Tampa.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.